Ladies and gentlemen, welcome out to another installment of It Figures. I'm Pixel Dan, and I got a whole bunch of people here with me today. Hello. Who's here?
Scotty Cash.
Kellen.
Yo, Dirt!
I think Dirt's drunk.
What are you talking about?
The whole gang is here for the first time ever. This is crazy.
That's because we got new fancy equipment, thanks to Killen.
That's right, we're using a new microphone.
So.
And now it's broken.
Whoa.
Way to go, Dirt.
Great, thanks, Dirt.
I'm gonna stop drinking.
Crap.
So what's going on, guys?
Nothing, we had a Toy Man show this last Sunday.
We did have a toy show this last
Sunday.
Somebody
did.
Yeah. Scotty couldn't go. And
Either could Dirt.
I'm still not allowed to state lines, technically.
Apparently, Dirt's still
not. I had a silly family fishing tournament I had to attend to.
Did you win?
Absolutely.
Well, awesome.
Scott thought fishing was more important than toys.
Hey,
no, don't you ever say that
again. We see how he is.
Nothing was more fun, though, than watching how tired Killen was, and every time we spoke to him, he kept swearing all he could hear was clicks.
That's because he drank those energy shots, and they
energy
messed with his head.
Shots?
Yeah, no. Those little...
Wait, insect clicks, or like Starvin Marvin on South Park?
Yeah, that's how I kept talking to him.
Actually, it was... I heard every other third word, and then I tried to piece it together.
By the end of that show, he was just so...
It doesn't matter.
I didn't think he was, on our planet.
No.
Hey, man, are you willing to make a deal on this for $20?
I was so spaced out.
He was like, what?
But at the same time, I took so much energy drink, so I was like, my leg was jumping up and down.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, focus.
Well, because you had a little four-pack of Amp. And then on top of that, you had them little shots.
Yeah,
the five hour energy. I felt amazingly awake, but so tired.
It was funny.
I need something for the mind.
At one point, this one chick came up and she said, "Hey, how about this and this for this Bride of Frankenstein figure?" Damien just looked at Killen, just looked at her and went, what?
Yeah, she confused him. He didn't know what a Bride of Frankenstein was.
She's like, Bride of Frankenstein, crazy hair.
You're the Bride of Frankenstein.
No. I'm Killen. I don't know who the Bride of Frankenstein is.
Well, I knew what figure she wanted, but I didn't know where the hell it was.
Funny thing, it was just sitting on the table right behind him, though. He was just so spaced out, he didn't know what... What is she asking me? I don't know.
It was a good Toy Man show, though. Anyone
Stranger danger!
Anybody who does live around this area probably should attend, because it's a really, really cool...
It was a lot of fun.
Area, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
If you're close to St. Louis or don't mind making the trip to St. Louis, it's one of the cooler little toy shows I've ever been to.
You get a standby flight. Check
there
it out.
There you go.
Check it out.
It is a lot of fun. And the next show is November 1st, and then they've also got one in December. And both of those shows should be pretty huge because it's right at the Christmas season time.
That's right. We should have a bigger, better setup, too.
Yeah, we'll have a bigger, better setup. A lot of cool stuff. So everybody, if you're coming to the show, come to our booth and spend your money.
Because the space you were set up wasn't the space that you thought you were going to be at.
No, we were... The last time, we were, out right inside the front doors. That
was
like...
Awesome.
It was an awesome... Who's got their phone on?
Sorry!
Silence your phone.
Some guy's been there for 38 years, and they had a spot like us.
Yeah, so, that's where we're going to be from now on, is out there in the hallway right by the front door. But I guess a guy canceled on him. So, and the guy had six tables reserved inside the hall, and they needed somebody to take those six tables so there wasn't a big empty space.
Whoa.
So they moved us
in. There wasn't even six tables.
It wasn't?
Four.
It was four tables?
But he said six.
Well, I think that the pirated DVD guy stole two of our tables.
Really?
Say what?
That would have been six, right?
That would have been six.
And the two.
Yeah.
So not only does he pirate movies, he pirates tables.
He came with what I would assume was garage sale finds, and then used that as his cover to sell bootlegs.
That's the guy that had that board game. On
you should open one and sell it for a dollar cheaper.
Garage sale finds, so he had
he was pushing those DVDs hard, dude.
Hey, so he had DVDs and VHS and a jean jacket.
It looked like it.
Anybody that walked by, he was like, "You want some movies? $3. You want some movies? $3." I swear he asked
the guy
me.
You get the games
He's the guy. He always has Nintendo.
Wolverine. I got Wolverine. Just came out $3. I got Wolverine.
Yep.
This is two shows ago, and Wolverine had just came out.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, apparently you've never seen Wolverine. I wouldn't pay. You wouldn't pay me $3 to have that film.
It always. I still haven't even seen that movie.
It's not very
You're
good.
Not really missing out.
Yeah.
Man,
That's what I hear.
You should watch 2 minutes of it so you can see Funny
it's
Ryan
okay
Reynolds.
To watch
You're a liar.
Okay,
you
cool.
are a liar.
That's well. It's actually it's one of those movies that you can watch while you're doing something else around the house.
Yeah,
sleeping.
When you're working on the website or putting together a video, have it on so it's in the background. So every 5 minutes, you can kind of look over and be like, "Oh, yeah, okay," and then go back to what you're doing and ignore it for a while.
Okay.
Because if you devote all your attention to that movie, you're gonna blow part of your brain. Blood vessel's going to pop. You'll have a seizure and die.
Sweet. Well, let's see. That's always my... Like, I really like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. So, if anything, at least maybe I could get some cool Wolverine stuff out of the movie. But I don't know.
Okay. I don't think it was horrible.
You know what else I want to talk about? Segwaying from Wolverine into...
You actually have to put a segue.
Sorry.
You can't just say, well, something else. That's not really
a segue.
That's
so, this Mattel DC Universe Wave 9 debacle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What happened?
Oh, wait, you want to do an actual Toy Story? We're talking about movies.
Oh, sorry, dude.
This is the movie cast.
We changed.
This is it.
I didn't get the memo.
We're not doing toy stuff anymore. We've changed our minds.
Nobody cares about toys unless it's He-Man.
Speaking of
Toy Story, we're going to go see that tonight.
Toy Story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What?
3D.
That's not even there yet. Not until October.
Well, for those people.
Yeah.
Does it start?
It starts this weekend.
It starts Friday.
But John, Legion is previewing it tonight.
So is Scotty Cash.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, one of you needs to do a write-up then.
I guess I could do that.
Okay, anyway.
Anyway, back to the show. So this
speaking DC, about toys, yeah, toy stories,
DC
what about
Universe.
That DC Universe Wave 9?
Well, you see, the funny thing is, a couple weeks ago, people started complaining about how they... a lot of stores weren't getting a lot of DC Universe Wave 9. A lot of the online stores were canceling orders left and right. And Mattel finally came out and said, yeah, we didn't produce enough. We screwed up somewhere.
This is the wave that's got Green Arrow, Black Canary, group, right?
The chemo wave. It has Green Arrow, Black Canary, Wildcat, Deadshot, Guardian, Black Adam, Deadshot, Mantis, and the chemo is Build-A-Figure.
Mantis is which version of
it? Both.
Superpowers Mantis Green Arrow.
Yeah, so
Mantis Wolf Spider.
I saw a little bit about that, but I didn't read much into it. But I saw that a lot of people's like pre-orders on websites were getting canceled and stuff like that because Mattel couldn't fulfill demand.
Yeah, it's really, really strange.
But then they did post something on their Facebook page saying that that's how Mattel does all their announcements.
I know.
It's through Facebook.
That's the only reason I have Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a website. They've got the ManiCollector.com. They're like, click here for news, and you click for news. It's like, these are San Diego exclusives. It's like, really? That's your news?
Yeah.
Like, from 3 months ago?
I don't know why they don't use ManiCollector for their announcements.
That would be the perfect place.
But. They use Facebook for all their announcements, and they put up a post last week saying that they knew that the wave was underproduced and that they were currently looking into options to re-release it or produce more
and
something.
That's the rough thing, is it seems like every time Mattel takes two steps forward to really make collectors happy, they end up taking three steps back. I mean, a perfect example is Dirt's beloved DC Universe...
Infinite Heroes
line that he can't find anywhere and has to resort to...
because they said, oh, well, people like these, so we're going to make 600 billion Guy Gardner... Captain Marvel, Black
that first
Adam,
wave.
Yeah, and then and instead of saying to people, "Hey, you know what? Don't everybody order Wave One. Let some of these filter through, and you can pick out Wave Two, Wave Three.
I hate
so
when
instead,
that happens.
Every store has those Wave Ones just collecting dust on the pegs.
It's getting clearanced at this point.
Yeah,
no one is ordering anymore. People don't want to buy these things.
Yeah, well, not those because they came out a year and a half
that
ago.
That brings back some terrible Mattel memories for me.
Yep.
that's
you want
just,
a Spin Blade He-Man?
That's just like Smash Blade He-Man and Spin Blade Skeletor, dude. That they did the exact same thing with those. Overproduced, clogged the pegs, nobody wanted to reorder. The line died.
You know, it's sad because I don't want to try to be critical with Mattel because we have a good relationship with the company.
We do love their toys.
And we do love their toys.
We spend so much money with those guys.
It's just sad to see that, like, you know, they keep stumbling and they keep trying to make excuses to collectors about their stumbles. And at this point, nobody's buying the BS anymore and everyone's getting close to being
fed up.
Well,
at least they were honest on this one. At least it wasn't like, oh, well, there was a ferry boat in China that sank and it had all the toys on it. At least they were just like, all right, you know what? We messed up. We didn't know the demand.
That's the plot of the postal.
the toy sank.
But anyway, you know, at least they're being honest. Because there have been other excuses that they brought out with some stuff. I mean, you're just like, really? Is that? Like, I don't know if I'm buying what you're telling me.
Yeah, like with the He-Man art book, the whole legality of able to use certain images and they can only for a certain amount.
Well, no, not so much that as much as it was like after it came out and after there was all this hubbub about it. And everything like that. They were like, oh, well, it was for charity.
Yeah, that's like
you're giving. It's like really?
They didn't tell us that beforehand.
Yeah, you think you might have mentioned that like sometime in the last 3 months?
Or the like the Buzz Lightyear San Diego Comic Con exclusive. They said it was only going to have Andy on the foot. Well, they didn't. They failed to tell everyone that it was going to be
a chase figure.
A chase figure for the exclusive figures.
Yeah, it's like the San Diego exclusive variant has Andy written on the foot. Oh, really? That's cool. I'll buy it at San Diego as opposed to buying it somewhere else. Oh, well, what we meant was one out of every 10 at San Diego.
At least we got the cool rocket ship package.
I guess.
We paid $5 for that rocket ship package, though.
See, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Because if it was that collector's one, I would be keeping it in my collection. Without it being that collector's one, I was just going to give it to Philip.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like I paid too much for it to give it to my 4-year-old to have him beat it up. But it's not the collector's one that I was wanting for my collection.
Right.
So I've got this thing in my collection. It's like, well, it's there.
Yeah, I could see that. I was all right with it just because I do like that package. But that same... yeah, you can go to Toys R Us and buy that same figure.
How many forged moves do you think are on eBay then? If it's just written handy.
Well, right? No, because there's also a circle cut in the bottom.
There's a window in the bottom of the box.
They'd have to re-engineer the package in order to make it.
Somebody'd have to have a lot of time on their hands.
I think Scotty Cash got that one.
Andy!
That's why he's sitting there quiet. Because he got that one. That was before we knew it was
funny because all you guys paid for yours, and I got the
review sample. And the review sample had Andy on the foot.
See, well, and I thought earlier in that day, I thought, I should double check mine. I was like, no, I'm sure they're all fine. Because if I had seen that, I would have come in and swapped them out. And you would have gotten the regular one.
Yeah.
I would have taken that one home.
That's funny, though. Mattel, I'm shaking my fist right now. You can't see
it. You make it so hard for me to love you.
Yeah, but you're doing awesome on He-Man, so that's all I
need. Indeed. Indeed you are.
So, kill him! More He-Man!
Oh,
yeah. He did.
Did you get the next subscriber exclusive? Have you gotten any word on getting advance on those?
I don't know what's going on as far as the rest of those yet, like...
You got Teela and...
I got Teela and already reviewed her, but they did send me the reissue Skeletor already, This is the first time I'm actually saying that to anybody.
Yeah.
They sent me the reissue Skeletor, and that figure doesn't even come out till December, so I was real shocked to see that, so I'm actually going to be putting together a video on that soon. It won't be like a traditional review, because it's almost the exact same figure.
What was different?
So, they changed the package slightly, so that it says the original Skeletor now, and then the back of the on the bio, they included that little bit about Demo Man, which wasn't on the original bio.
What about the figure itself?
The figure itself, they apparently replaced the shoulder joints.
They changed some
because
paint applications.
On the original Skeletor and He-Man figure, the shoulder joints were put in backwards.
Because they had the big piece showing.
So they fixed that on Skeletor. They replaced his open hand with a closed hand so he can hold his staff better. Mm. And I think that's it. I think that's the only difference. But I know a lot of people were wondering if, like, the weapons were going to be made of a softer plastic, because at the beginning of the line, the weapons were hard, and the last several figures have been real soft. So what I'm probably going to do is just basically make this a comparison video. Just show what's different about the reissue compared to the old one.
Does it look different?
He looks exactly the same.
Because, like, when Mattel started doing the re-releases of the classics, they did stuff like change Batman's belt buckle.
Yeah.
Or something that was small, so you could tell it, but not really.
No paint differences whatsoever. Really? Like, if you weren't...
Maybe because the hand sculpt is different, so you
can't
really tell by looking at it.
Yeah, like, if you weren't paying attention for stuff like that, though, he looks like the exact same figure. Which... it's good, too, because for anybody that missed... because a lot of people miss Skeletor,
right.
Because he was that one... like, because He-Man and Beast-Man went on sale, and they stayed on sale for a couple weeks, and then Skeletor was the first one to sell out the same day. So a lot of people miss Skeletor. So it's good for those people that don't have him.
Right.
I did think it was weird that Mattel sent me that one, though, because there's a reissue He-Man coming out in October, and they didn't send that.
And Zodak.
And they also haven't sent me Zodak...
Unless they meant to send you Zodak and they grabbed off the wrong card.
Well, I asked Toy Guru about it because I emailed him and I was like, hey, kind of weird that you sent me this Skeletor and not Zodak. And he emailed me right back and said it was because the Zodak production samples weren't ready yet. Hmm. And that as soon as he had one, he'd send me one. So I'm hoping maybe this week sometime I'll get that Zodak. Maybe next week. I don't know.
Now, Guru sent us the Superman Batman figures.
The Superman Batman Public Enemy stuff.
Did he also send us the disc, or did that come
through somebody else? The disc
was... Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers sent us the disc, and Toy Guru sent us the Public Enemies figures.
Because that worked out really well. So,
all the same time? Yeah.
Although it kind of sucked, because I was like, oh, honey, I don't really have much to do this weekend. And it was like... boom, 3 video reviews.
I didn't even know that stuff was coming. He totally surprised us with that. So
yeah, well, what's funny is that night we decided what was going to go where. I went over to Doug, or Dirt's thinking, hey, Dirt's awake! No, yeah, Dirt was asleep at like 10 o'clock.
It was like 10:15, and Kelly's like, I think your phone is ringing. Like, what do you mean? That is my phone. What? Come downstairs right now. I'm like,
free toys.
Like, well, no, he didn't
review
say.
No,
all he said, hey, was, I got all said for
was,
you.
Hey, come downstairs right away. And I was like, okay.
It's
like,
emergency.
His foot is burning. There's a white patch on his butt that he can't identify. Like, there's something. And there's this emergency. Come on down right now.
The last time I had a white patch, Doug just observed it. Really
whoa.
Quick.
Yeah, he just didn't clean the
crib. TMI. The next thing.
TMI, TMI, TMI. No, so yeah, Mattel's been sending us a bunch of stuff. That's really cool. So
cool.
I enjoy reviewing their stuff.
Now, if only we could contact somebody at Hasbro.
Yeah, we need.
If only someone from Hasbro were listening.
We do awesome reviews, Hasbro.
Is it Lego? Yeah, Lego.
Lego 2. Lego 2. Killen really wants to review some Lego stuff.
Can you speak Norwegian? Talk directly to the Lego people.
I want your Legos.
That's it. That's definitely Norwegian.
Well, I did spin this over there.
You know, when you immerse yourself in a culture, you really absorb it.
Oh, man. No, Ghostbuster figures next month.
Ray comes out October 15th.
Have you heard anything on that?
I have not heard anything on that.
Have you asked?
I'm supposed to be getting the Ghostbusters for review samples, too. I guess I need to inquire about when that's coming, since that comes out in 2 weeks here.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that was so soon.
Yeah.
But while we're speaking about Ghostbusters, we might as well go ahead and just, you know...
Tell everybody
what we're doing for that new toy smell this month. Because it's all Ghostbusters.
What?
Yeah! We're actually going to...
For October?
For October is that new toy smell.
Tie in with Halloween?
Tie in for Halloween.
Well, that makes sense.
It's all about Ghostbusters. So we thought it'd be fun. All three parts are going to be related somehow to Ghostbusters. And the first part that goes up this Saturday is actually a Collector's Collections type episode where we talk to our buddy Nick, who's a big Ghostbusters fan. And
Nick the Ref. He's the Ghostbusters guy.
So we looked at some of his toys. And
yes.
He wore the suit. He's showing off his proton pack. So
by the way, is probably the best proton pack
we've
ever seen.
It's so cool. So
we've been to many of the
cons. Yeah,
like,
Okay,
here's like, he wore it to, I think it was the Halloween party last year or the year
before.
Yes,
year before.
Year before, yeah.
Year before, and it was one of those situations where I didn't see him when I walked in. I didn't see him until after I had like, you know, 3 or 4 drinks, which is like, I don't know, 5 minutes. And so then I kind of looked over, and my first thought is you know, it's like, oh, the nerd in the... That is awesome! Oh, my god!
And he built the entire thing from scratch himself.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's crazy. I mean,
when you see fan-made videos on the internet for movies, like,
yeah,
he could be the star of a fan-made Ghostbusters video.
Yep.
It looks professional.
Yep.
It's not cardboard and dryer tubes.
Yeah.
Like,
it lights up. It makes
wires,
noises.
It does everything.
I'm pretty sure it splits atoms.
It
I
probably does.
It is a nuclear reactor.
I was kind of afraid. He let me hold it when we were doing the interview, and I was a little afraid. I thought.
Did
I was...
you look at it and go, that must be some kind of
cockroach? Yes.
I remember the Halloween party. I got to hold it, but then I broke it and had to give it back.
You broke it?
I did.
You jerk.
I broke the tip off his proton pack.
Leave it to Duvall.
I got excited.
The tip off the proton gun. No, so this Saturday, yeah, definitely check that out, guys, on the site, thatnewtoysmell.com. We'll have that one up. And then the next two episodes after will also be Ghostbusters related, so should be fun.
And we also have some big news coming up with the site here soon, too.
Yeah, like, we're going to be changing things.
Stay tuned.
Again, so
yeah.
We're not going to reveal a lot yet.
When are you announcing the winners of the contest?
We're going to be doing that by the end of this week. We still need to judge. We have all the entries for the Transformers contest.
Well, you know which ones got my vote.
I know which ones have my vote. I know which ones have Dirt's vote. So we need to judge, but we'll announce the winners of that contest later this week. And the people that spent the time to actually enter, you guys are so awesome. Because some of those songs are hysterical.
Even if you're drunk, even if you hung up and restarted 3 times.
Yeah.
I especially love the kid who was like, oh, my mom just walked in the room. I had to hang up.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're hiding it from your mom? What if you win? What is she going to tell her when you have all these toys? I mean, come on.
Hey,
I stole them, duh.
Did you sing a song for these guys for toys? No, I don't have my clothes.
And then we had one chick. I'm not trying to make fun of you, but I don't think you understood the concept of the contest. Because she just called in and sang, like, some The Cure song or something to
us.
But
was it good?
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, if it was a good cover, it was.
I just remember listening to it going, that's not what I asked for, but that's cool.
She sang a song.
Which had nothing to do with what Danny said.
What was the song?
I don't remember.
Was it about collecting my
arms? No, it was like, I love little girls or something like that. Whoa. Like, seriously.
So she was singing it to Duvall.
It was probably... Wait, it does have something to do with us. It was for Duvall. Okay.
I hate that all makes of you.
It was like her brother, she was singing in the shower, and
he just recorded it and sent it to us.
So not only am I a child molester now, I'm also the creepy doll guy as well. Great. Wonderful.
Yeah, well, that's
you
what...
You gotta have a theme. I'm the drunk mask guy. What? You're the creepy old dude. He's great. The overexcited one.
That's, yeah.
You're the sports and Hulkamaniac guy, and you're just the quiet guy who collects Legos. So you're gonna be
we got off really good. You could be the drunk mascot or the doll rapist or
one of the people that sent in a song actually talked about Duvall being the weird doll guy. Yeah. That cracked me up.
Right. Spectacular.
See, so we're not the only ones who think that.
See, you're famous.
The viewers know.
That's what I want to be famous for. Hey, it's a creepy doll guy!
It's the guy that always reviews dolls.
You do that to yourself.
Hey, those reviews are phenomenal.
They are. They are.
And sometimes iconic.
Now you gotta do a review on Harleys and...
Next review...
But then he's like, oh, I gotta do something butch like motorcycles. And he starts talking about black leather pants. And leather
look at my chaps. Yeah.
I need something that says, Daddy loves leather.
And you know what's funny is... Pixel Dan and I were just talking about what I was working on for an upcoming video, and it actually has to do with a Rainbow Bride figure. So I'm not going to be redeeming myself anytime
soon.
Yeah,
he's doing a Rainbow Bright figure.
I won't be redeeming myself anytime soon.
There's a fair amount of our listeners and our viewers who write in that say they're looking for that stuff. We had another one recently asking about girls' toys, asking about toddler toys. There's some guy asking about
Shut
that.
Up, Fisher Scott.
Fisher-Price Rescue Heroes.
Yeah.
And he wanted a shout-out. Here's your shout-out, guy. If you listen to the podcast, I don't remember.
It's not a shout out if you don't know the guy's name.
What's your name?
I think it was
guy that called in today asking about the
Sean, Jason, Dave,
Fisher Price Rescue Heroes,
Mark, Barry, Bruce, Leonard, Dave.
I'm hanging my head in shame. I can't remember our fan's name.
You gotta fix that.
I will rectify this situation.
Now it's like one of those Bud Light commercials. Here's a shout out to the random voicemail.
Can we pull it up? Can we just play it for this guy right now?
No, we don't need to do all that.
Hey, I tell you what, we can attach it to the end of the podcast. We're going to attach his voicemail to the end of the podcast. You got to sit in your mailbox.
You always say we may hear you recording, but you never do.
I tell you what, I've got it. It's on my computer. So just when you're done with this, send it to me.
All right, guy, you're at the end of the podcast.
Everybody, listen to the end of the podcast.
This is your shout out. We love our fans. Hey, what about that? What about that?
There you go.
You're playing it?
No, that's
too quiet. We'll play it.
Let me figure out his name.
We'll play it at the end. But then, who was it? Was it Swine Halleck? Was the one that sent you the awesome drunk
Sweet
call?
Halleck. Yeah, he was a drunk guy.
Hey, you're the man. That was hysterical.
That's my theme song. I got to figure out how to make that my ringtone.
The dirt theme song. Next time you get drunk, I want a Pixel Dan theme song. I think you need to just do the rounds. Do one for each of us. Every time you get drunk, come up with a song for each one of us.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to start buying him the beer. You're going to start sending him beer.
I'm sure he just has beer. He likes... Oh. Duvall! What did you bring?
Apparently everything.
Now you're the drunk one knocking stuff over.
Look, if that guy records us all theme songs, we'll get him some beer somehow.
Oh, and now you're knocking stuff off the
You come hang out with us. We'll take you out. We'll get you some beer.
Well, this recording is coming to you from the remains of Killin' Enterprises.
Duvall's tearing it down right now.
Breaking all my stuff.
We are at killenterprises.com. And if you guys want to buy toys...
We're at the .com.
We're
actually on the internet.
We're at the .com. Killenterprises.com. Go buy toys online. We're actually in the process of integrating your store into the website, aren't we? Are we not?
Yeah. Oh, you can buy Wave 9.
DC Universe Wave 9. The one we were just talking about that is hard to find. We have it in stock.
We've got some Infinite Heroes that we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
We've got
Infinite Heroes.
We got comic books. We've got
lots of wrestling figures.
No more Beanie Babies.
Something
no
Cooper, more babies. I believe.
Beanie Babies are gone.
All right, Cooper.
This is your shout out. I hope you listen to the podcast and don't just watch our videos. If you don't listen to the podcast,
you're missing out.
That's your bad, dude. You should be doing it. Pay attention to everything we do because it's all awesome.
He got a couple minutes, so he totally missed out if he was listening.
That's, oh, Christ. That's what he gets.
I want to give a shout out to Jason Duvall.
Woo! Yeah,
just
Jason
in case
Duvall.
You listen to this.
Oh, I'd like to give a shout out to Tron. Tron!
I'd like to un-give a shout out to Tron.
Tron!
Hey.
I like your un-give out noise.
Un. No, be.
Nrot! Nrot! All right, well, we got anything else to cover today?
No,
we want to wrap it
no,
up.
No, I think
we're
just wrap it up.
We're rambling now.
Because Killen looks lost in his own store.
He's looking around. Again. Like,
I can't believe I see all this stuff and we haven't sold yet.
You have so many toys.
It's not messing
but
around.
It's not like people want to buy
Power Rangers
figures Zords. Or WWE Classic Superstars or Marvel Legends or DC Universe.
Power Rangers Zords.
Or
yeah,
Power
we got a Robotech.
Cinema of Fear.
Sparkling
who likes
pistol.
Cinema of Fear?
Hey, who likes Starriers? We have a whole bunch of mint on card Starriers
and
here.
Mighty Mugs. Who buys Mighty Mugs?
No.
And then
Matrix box set.
Matrix box set.
Yeah. Marvel Universe.
Be a buddy.
Figures.
Hey, somebody be a buddy and buy it.
Star Wars figures. Nobody buys Star Wars toys. People hate Star Wars. What is this garbage?
Special
hey,
shout out
hey,
Matrix box set.
Damien really wants to
shout out
Matrix
to
box set.
Hey Cooper. If you buy this Matrix box set, I'll make you a 1 minute song for the
no,
next
hey,
podcast.
Here's the deal, Cooper. You buy the Matrix box set, we will do an entire podcast devoted to you.
That's you.
Ridiculous. You're
going to
get
you.
20 minutes just
hey,
on you.
Let's throw that out there. Anybody that buys the Matrix box set, you let us know if you buy it.
No. That's just for Cooper. If
just
anybody
Cooper?
Wants their own podcast, they have to buy the Angel puppet. From
Puppet Angel.
Yes.
Puppet Angel.
For
Puppet
$300.
Well worth it.
It's really awesome.
You,
really
buy, you buy that puppet, you get an entire podcast just for you.
There's we'll only one in existence.
Oh,
that's right here.
That'll sell it.
Some 12-inch figures. We got 12-inch
no, no, no,
Star
Wars.
The 18-inch Star Wars and Indiana Jones figure.
Let's,
okay,
let's
we're
just,
ranting.
Well,
we're
let's,
ranting.
No, let's just make sure that everyone knows that these things that we're talking about right now are things that Duvall ordered, and Duvall's no longer in charge of ordering things.
We have a lot of dolls.
We just got too many dolls.
Duvall was like, hey, this double sell, and now it's no.
Good call.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap things up. As always, guys, don't forget to also check out www.vglosers.com for more awesome podcasts just like this one.
There's our shout-out for Dirt.
That's our Dirt shout-out right there.
I'm on
and
there, too.
And don't forget to go to thatnewtoysmell.com for all your toy news, reviews, and information.
Absolutely. And until next week, guys,
oh,
I'm
oh,
Pixel.
Wait.
Whoa,
wait.
Hey.
Gotta make sure you visit KillenEnterprises.com.
We said that one, but
we just named everything in his store. Do they need to go to his website?
Yeah, we just devoted all that time to the store.
Okay, go ahead and wrap it up.
In case you don't know, go to KillenEnterprises.com.
The man is wearing sandals. That means he's in serious mode.
Serious business, folks.
He's in serious mode, apparently, today.
All right, guys. Until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
Scotty Cash.
Dirt, I'm Duvall.
Take care, guys.
Hello there, Matt New Toys. I was wondering if I could, this is Cooper, who, two things. I was wondering if, A, you could do toy line, that's a very special place for me. Fisher Price's Rescue Heroes line. This line, they were action figures about 6 or 7 inches tall, who, they were like firefighters, or they were police officers. Basically, the series were just supposed to teach kids how to stay safe. Basically, the main character's name is Billy Blazes, who is a firefighter. And basically, these guys are basically going to save people, rescue people, James Bond style. It's really cool. Yeah, maybe I'm surprised. Look into it. They're really cool. Secondly, I know I called in a while ago and told you about SonicFear.org, and I also told you about Guitar Hero Action Figures. I was wondering, if I'm the guy who called in about that, could you please, like, I'll be your best friend. like, this is Cooper, the guy that sent in those ideas. Could you please, oh please, oh please, like, give me a shout-out in an episode? That would be, like, the best day ever. I could break in the song. SpongeBob style. So anyway, yeah, check into it. It's really cool. Rescue Heroes. Thank you. Have a nice day. Goodbye, Dirk.